This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. That was not the intro song I thought I was getting. I had something else and it wasn't there, but that's okay. That was a very moody feeling. I don't know what that. Well, it's called Leaving Dubai. I don't know what the hell that song was, but I guess all right. So that's just
that's okay. We like to switch things up every now and again.
Yeah, I guess that's just my issue. All right, let's do some. Scamming scammers. Let's do that now. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Okay, last week it was very heated, and not in a good way, between fake Davin and Michelle. Because, you know, he wanted to take care of his baby in Yemen. He was going to send her a care package, you know, which is a very nice thing. That's what, you know, happens to a lot of the military. You send them, like, candy bars, razors, toothbrushes, all that, so all sorts of deodorant, you know. Show them that you're thinking of them. Make their life a little better. She called it rubbish. Rubbish. Very, very.
I know.
She was not having it. She
missed it out of hand.
Yes, and fake Davin was very, very offended. And
as you would be.
As I would be. So it was very heated. I mean, this relationship, it's on a razor's edge. It is on a razor's edge, this relationship. But yeah. we had a stop in the middle of July 2nd, 2020, because there was just so much to do and time ran out. So we will consider. We will continue with July 2nd, 2020. The last we had left off, she wanted to know what fake Davin had sent in the message to, her commander, Ivan Rodriguez. And he had sent an email to Ivan Rodriguez, and he never heard back. And as you recall, fake Davin, treated, Ivan Rodriguez with all the respect you would treat a Hall of Famer, a Hall of Fame catcher in baseball. Because there is, you know.
Can you imagine being someone's commander in the armed forces and getting an email from their boyfriend asking, can they come home for a trip?
Forget about that. Can you imagine being so disrespected and dealing with such a schmo that he thinks he's talking to the former Major League Baseball player?
Hey, you don't know. I mean, he changed career.
I think we would all know, dear. I think we would all know if a Hall of Famer was shipped to Yemen. Somehow, I think the news would have gotten a hold of that little story for us. Anyway, all right, so let's continue. So she goes, baby, do you mean that you're waiting for him to reply? I go, yes, I've told you that, and still you yell at me and make me feel like shit. She goes, nothing like that. The love you know. I really love you so much. Baby, what is the time there now? So we're switching gears here a little bit. We're back to love.
Yeah, but now.
Oh, Joe. Joe, just these kids are destined to make it. Skipping through the landmines in Yemen. These kids are going to make it. I don't know if you love me, to be honest. You say that, but you are so mean and nasty towards me. She goes, baby, I should be the one to ask you this question because you are so mean to me. This is like the worst version of, like, no, you hang up. This is like.
Yeah. No. No, you're meaner to me.
No, you're the meanie poo-poo. No, you're the meanie poo-poo. Oh, we're both meanie poo-poos. Eskimo meanie poo poo, rub meanie poo poo noses. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Meanie poo poo.
She goes. I go, baby. I should be the one to. She goes, baby. I should be the one to ask you this question because you are so mean to me. I go, baby. I go, after you are mean to me, you call a symbol of my love and devotion rubbish. I just can't have a relationship like this. She goes, because I used to do everything possible to prove that I love you. I used to have cyber sex with you, and I used to suck you in cyber. All right, now do you get bonus points for sucking in cyber? Like, I know in real life you do, but do you get it for? You get it?
I don't to answer that.
You're the only one.
Venture to say no.
You're the only one we got, dear. you're probably not the best one to talk about abortions either, but we go to you. There are certain things that we just have to give you, you know. As
you're the ghostess.
Yeah, as the one packing ovaries on this show, you're the one.
They're hanging in there.
Yeah.
So I guess I can still speak on their behalf.
If you didn't want to be that one, you should have grown a set, but you didn't, so here we are. I go, if you don't want to have cyber sex with me, then don't. You've told me time and again you like. You've told me you come. Are they lies? She goes, what do you mean by that? Are you trying to tell me that I'm lying? Out of all the things to lie about, out of all the things these kids have been through, this is what they're fighting about now.
Yeah.
I go, do
are
I make...
Are you faking it?
That's where we are, dear. That's where we are in this. So fucking stupid. I go, do I make you come? She goes, yes, of course, honey. What about you? Did you come or not? Which is really interesting that they would give a shit.
Yeah, really.
You know what? It starts to get to a personal thing where, you know, yeah, I'm trying to take your loot, but yeah, let's see if I can make you come using keys.
Using keys.
So is this a woman or is this a dude? What are we talking to here?
Kind of awkward for the guy to be interested in if he's making you come or not.
You know what? Maybe he's just devoted to his craft. Maybe if you had that maybe if you had that type of go-to attitude, you wouldn't get negative reviews. Ever think of that?
You know what? I banged my head on the desk enough in my life.
You know, it's really weird that somebody who got criticized for being too friendly to the customers is now criticizing my scammer for being too friendly to the customers.
Touché.
I go, and you make me come. So please stop saying you are having sex for me. We have it because we love each other, and we enjoy it with each other. Honey, you make me come so hard. I think I was watching...
Is that what you wrote?
Yes, I think I was watching Wolf Blitzer at this moment.
Oh, God. Talking about antithetical to coming.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the news was on. It's 7 o'clock, though, so it might have been after Wolf was on. But,
Oh, man.
She goes, will you like to have cyber now? I go, not now, baby, but thank you. She goes, what are you doing now? I go, just trying to feel better. What are you doing now? She goes, baby, I'm just lying down. I go, I bet you look beautiful. She goes, baby, what are you doing right now, where you are right now? I go, I'm home, baby. She goes, what are you wearing? Now
I'm sorry. She's looking. Do you want to have cyber sex now? No, thank you. Oh, come on. I was ready to copy and paste fuck me hard, but now.
This guy knows.
I got all these things, and I put them on a Word document, and then I just put it on the side of me. Oh, you're so big. Come on, me, baby.
I'm so ready to copy and paste for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It is weird that, you know, I just have cyber sex for you, and now it's like, you want to have cyber sex? It's weird.
Yeah.
I think she realizes she was wrong with the rubbish comment, or he, or whoever. That, you know, yeah. What?
Give her a guilt complex.
Sure. Well, that's my job, Joe. I certainly don't want them feeling good about themselves all the time. I wouldn't be doing my job properly.
That's right.
I go, shorts and a t-shirt. What are you wearing? She goes, I'm wearing white pants and white bra. I go, that sounds really sexy against your tan skin, baby. She goes, do you like it? I go, I do. Thinking about it is a turn on for sure. She goes, will you like to have cyber now? I go, you're making it very hard to say no. Wolf is on, woman. Wolf Blitzer is on.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta ask you a question.
Yes.
Is that your eyeglass case? How big is your eyeglass? It looks like a casket flipped over.
I don't know, Joe. I think it's standard size.
Yeah. Looks like a casket.
What?
Are
a little casket there. That's nice.
I don't think my glasses are particularly large.
He doesn't have like an Elton John set of glasses
like,
going on
like
over
the
there.
Worst open casket funeral ever
for glasses.
Okay. Okay, Joe. As long as you're focused, that's what we care about. I go, thinking about it is a turn on for sure. She goes, will you like to have cyber now? I go, you're making it very hard to say no. God, you make me melt. Would you like cyber love? She goes, baby, go straight to the point. Do you want it or not?
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Can you imagine? You're getting all in the mood, and then, do you want it or not? God damn it.
I know. Hold on. Are you going to come or what?
Get out of my life.
Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. It's like the porno. Fuck me. What do you think I'm doing, stupid?
No.
I like when they go. I like when they go deeper. Like you're holding some back. This is for the migrants in case they get dropped off at the last minute. I want a little something for them.
Is there some auxiliary dick they've been holding out on me?
Yes. My mine says AUX. That's what it has tattooed on it. Auxiliary.
AUX.
Yes. I go, yeah, I want it. Do you want it? She goes, I want it. I go, what do you want me to? I go, what do you want me to do, my love? She goes, so pull off your clothes. I go, yes, baby. She goes, have you pull off your clothes? Wolf would not approve of this at all.
Do you want to know something? Pips review was sexier than this.
What do you want me to tell you, Joe? My glasses are just...
Some promise.
You're not a fan of me in glasses. It takes you out of the moment. That's all. That's the only thing I can deduce from that, Joe. I'm sorry. I go, I have. Are you naked, baby? She goes, yes, love. I go, what would you like me to do to you? She goes, so what do you want me to do now? I go, caress your breasts. What do you want me to do? She goes, I want you to hold your dick Romans. I think she meant romance, but she said Romans.
Wait. Romans.
Romans.
Wait.
I think there's going to be a gladiatorial battle.
Yeah, really?
Wait. Is it a column? Wait a minute. What?
Yes. Yes, it is. Romans. Yes, it is, Pip.
Hold your dick Roman?
I think she meant romance, but they're not so much on the spelling.
Hold
your dick romance? What does that even mean?
Romans, cock, balls, lend me your ears.
Yes. Lay it on her face and give her a Roman war helmet.
Wow. Aren't you the romantic? Good God. It's a little aggressive. I want you to hold your dick, Romans it, and imagine that I'm the one sucking it. Now, again, here's what the sucking. This is going to cost extra, apparently. The cyber suck is a problem.
You know, the funny thing is, it's 1 minute you go, oh, you know, it's a little bit too graphic. You say, I want you to hold my dick, Roman.
That's what she said. That's what she said, not me.
Yeah, Roman.
Romans. I think she meant romance. I go, oh.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, hold my dick.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly how it was written.
Just a note to Joe, in 2024, that will be the clip segment name.
There you go. Sounds delightful.
You know how long we've been doing this? Actually, in like I'm reviewing the clips, actually I have myself giving me guidance. Yeah, use that as the title, like from 2 years ago. Thank you, Joe, from 2020.
There you go.
It's the worst Back to the Future episode ever. I go, oh yes, it feels so good. Lick your finger and rub your clit and imagine it's my tongue. She goes, baby, I'm fingering my pussy and I'm just imagining that your dick is entering and coming out. By the way this conversation started on July 2nd, you could not have predicted this was going to happen.
No.
Yeah, no, not at all. That's right. It started out way nasty.
And now it's way nasty. I go, oh, yes, that is so hot. I love feeling your wetness on my cock. She goes, baby, I want to fuck you. I want to suck you till you come. Oh, my. I go, yes, baby.
Well, isn't that the point?
I'll tell you what, out of all the things to critique grammar on and use of sentences, this is where you weigh in. I feel there's a better way to express that. That's not the best use of sentence structure there.
I want to blow you like a parade balloon.
Well,
oh my God.
Okay. Well, that's an image.
I'm stealing that.
Mr. Helix is counting on it.
Like a parade balloon.
Yes, nothing kills nothing. Nothing makes a mood better than think of being blown like something's being held by a small child. How wonderful!
Oh, yeah.
And now it's ruined. You're welcome.
You ruined it.
I go. I go, yes, baby, please, please, please. She goes, but I'm, baby, I'm wet already. I go, taste your finger, baby. She goes, I have tasted it, honey. I go, how do you taste, baby? She goes, baby, I'm about to come. What about you? I go, come. Then I will make you come again. Say my name when you come, baby. Although I won't be here to hear it. But she goes, baby, what about you? What about you? Don't want to come? I want us to come together. This is a very caring scammer.
Yeah.
You know, Joe,
interested in your feelings and your pleasure.
I hope all of your cyber encounters can be as romantic and caring as this.
Yeah, really.
I hope there's a whole barracks worth of people listening to your name being shouted out.
Can you imagine the way she's screaming? They're going to think I'm the enemy.
Oh God. I could just see Gunnery Sergeant Hartman walking around. Who is yelling in pleasure? Who the fuck is yelling in pleasure? Who's the dude
It's possible.
It's yelling in pleasure.
She goes, baby, what about you? Don't want to come? I want us to come together. I go, I will come with you on your second orgasm, baby. She goes, okay, love, I'm about to come. Do we think this person really is?
No.
No?
No.
No, not at all.
Look at him. Not at all. No. No.
No. Yet.
Yet. I go, I
want you to splash your sauce on me in a to and fro fashion.
It's a little much.
Like a lawn sprinkler.
You know what, Joe? Unless you're like making pasta, I don't think splashing sauce is ever a nice sentence.
Like a rainbird sprinkler moving across a lovely sod lawn on a summer afternoon.
Oh, poor Joe's girl. Poor Joe's girl. You know, Joe eases. You know, they get passionate. Joe eases into a fencing story, and then that works its way into their lovemaking.
I'm just remembering jumping through lawn sprinklers, and now it has a completely different meaning.
I ruined everything. You'll never
jump through
a lawn sprinkler again.
No, I'm never putting sauce on my food.
Nah, ruin that too.
Joe regaling her with lumberjack stories as he's jacking it. Just imagine.
Lisa just put that little like drops of water in the chat.
Can somebody please somebody please send her a wet vac? We can't be afforded to drowning our listeners.
Yeah. Hey, don't be getting all that on my laptop. It'll ruin it.
I go, imagine me kissing you as I go in and out. Say my name, baby. Come for me, Michelle. She goes, I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm about to come now. I go, come. Let me feel you on my hard cock. She goes, I have come, Davin. I go, good. How was it, baby? She goes, so sweet. What about you? Don't you want to come? I go, I do want to. Baby, get on your hands and knees. I want to take you from behind. She goes, do you want to fuck me again? No, I want to ride you like a pony.
Sad luck.
We're gonna play a little thing called Game Farm. Right
there.
Game.
Game Farm.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but it sounds hilarious.
We're going to play Game Farm. We're going to need a pony, some overalls, and you.
Wow. Okay. Apparently, Joe's been going upstate to his brother's farm a little too much.
Yeah, the Pocono Game Farm was not like this.
Now we know why Rexford the Wonder Dog was looking longingly at the water. Joe was right on his hindquarters.
he was looking for an escape.
Yes. Yes, Pip, that's what I was implying. Thank you, dear, for understanding. Like my audience, it's like you want a cookie when you understand what the hell I'm talking about. Yes, dear.
Cookie?
I go, yes. She goes, I hope you will come this time around. I go, do you want it in your pussy or your ass? In my pussy, honey.
That's a valid question.
Always is. Always is. I go, okay.
You know, sometimes when you're drunk, sometimes you walk into the wrong house. You know?
And then there's a scream. Ah! Get out! Intruder! Intruder!
In both instances.
He's wrecking everything!
Oh, my God.
He made a mess of my curtains! That's not what I wanted! Who's going to clean up this mess?
Lisa says she needs a ShamWow.
We can make that happen.
Hook that right up, yep.
Lisa's going to play pony, too. I go, oh, God. These are hard to do. I go, okay, put two fingers in and imagine it is my throbbing cock. She goes, baby's what I'm doing already. I'm feeling it so sweet, honey. I go, I can picture it. I'm
being proactive. All right, good girl.
That's what this. She's engaged, kids. She's engaged.
There you go. But not to you.
Not to me. Not to me. If only I would come up with an iTunes gift card or something.
Right.
I know.
I go, I can picture it. I'm thinking about being in your tight pussy. She goes, baby, I'm thinking of your big dick to enter inside my tight pussy. I go, yes, baby. Do you want me to come inside of you or on your back? She goes, baby, I hope your dick is big. Oh, 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 honey.
Oh, pressure.
She's like, what do you do? Me too. I mean.
Is my dick big? Think about when a fire truck pulls up to a fire. What's the first thing they do? Unload the hose.
Okay.
Bring out the auxiliary dick.
I'm going to give you a 3-alarm fucking.
Wow. You know, this is the type of talk Joe's girl wanted. Where the hell is Joe's girl? She would love this episode. We got Joe Unleashed. He's in some mood tonight.
Oh, God. That's so funny. I don't know who this is in the chat, but Bonnie says, hi, Joe. Just came in at the right time.
Oh, that's Bonnie.
Hi.
Well, Bonnie, you are coming in. Your boy is quite entertaining this evening.
He's rare form.
But, well, Bonnie, this is cyber sex between my character and a scammer. That's what this is. She started off very angry at me, but now things have morphed into this, and Joe is letting his hair down. I've never heard Joe like this.
God, he's killing me.
So Michelle goes, baby, I hope your dick is big. I went.
No pressure.
Yeah, zero. I better grow some.
Well, there is supposed to be pressure.
Good point. Fair point.
There will be lots of pressure with that hose.
Oh, yeah.
She goes,
it's going to look like a vat of frosting fell over.
Oh my god.
See, and that's what she's going to be hearing. Good conversation, Pip. You're going to be
thank you.
She goes, baby, I want you to come inside of me. Send my name. Send my name while coming. I go, it is, baby. I get to watch it slide in and out as I take you from behind. I will, baby. I will scream it. How do you feel, baby? I go, baby, I'm receiving. It was so sweet. I really need it. Fuck me hard. Well, I'll tell you what. Whoever this person is, great cyber. Great. Good stuff tonight, kids. Good stuff.
I know, but the way, you know, it's like, I am receiving. Fuck me hard. She's got to fix this thing in this.
You know, as somebody who works in the warehouse, you should be happy somebody's receiving, Mr. Curry.
No, that's like when something comes in the warehouse, it's shipped XPO, and it comes in 90,000 pieces. Yeah, we're receiving. Oh, these fuck me hard.
Yeah. Joe, is this you? Joe, am I talking to you on the? Is that who? Are you Michelle?
What a horrible! Oh God!
All right, Pip. I guess it was a dude. would certainly explain why Michelle is so argumentative all the time.
Yeah, really. Oh,
I go, okay, I will speed it up and fuck you harder. She goes, yeah. She goes, yeah. Fuck me hard.
Oh, I love that song.
Take a card. Whip it around and fuck me hard. Fuck.
Sorry. All right, for the record, that's the second farm animal Joe has introduced into this bit. He's now clucking like a chicken. No more farm time for you, my friend. Oh, my.
Anyway.
I guess. I go so hard. You are so tight and wet. I slap your ass as I fuck you. I'm getting close. Are you close, baby? She goes, yep, your dick is so big and sweet. Fuck me hard. I love you. Fuck me hard. Aw, she loves me. She loves me, kids.
What a beautiful story this is. I can't control myself.
You know, uh-oh. Somebody better get a mop at Pip's house. I know how this is going to turn out. Segment 3 waterworks with Pip. Look, she's already oozing out of her nose. You know it doesn't stop there. Even the screen went blurry for a second. We know how this is going to go. Oh, no. Pip is going to need that raise for a new carpet.
Oh, God.
I go, yes, baby, so fucking deep inside you. She goes, yes, honey, I'm getting...
my lips go...
Yeah, but how would I spell that? How would I spell that? You're not being practical, Mr. Curry.
Yeah, that's right, you do have to spell that.
Yeah, I mean, how many blah, blah, blahs do you put in there? I think A's the value you go with.
BLP,
blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, there's got to be a vowel in there. I get, but I had a blah. I guess blah 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 wouldn't sound good. Blah blah blah.
No, not quite the same.
No, you're probably right. I go, yes, baby, so fucking deep inside you. She goes, yes, honey, I'm getting close, and I want us to come together. I go, me too. I want to fill you with my cum. She goes, yes, honey, I'm waiting for you to know I miss you a lot. Feel my pussy with your coming. I go, I want you to feel it all. She goes, okay, love, are you about to come? Because I'm good news now. I'm good news now. Extra, extra.
She's been good news for a little while now already.
Well, the good thing about good news is it travels fast.
Good news now.
I want your wetness on my cock and balls. Are you ready, baby? She goes, and I want us to come together. Said my name when you are coming. I go, oh, Michelle, come with me. She goes, yes, baby. I'm waiting to receive. You are coming. I'll miss it. I go, Michelle, E. And then I put a bunch of E's.
Sounds like you're squealing like a pig.
In my last letter post-orgasm, I was saying how I wanted my your hard cock, but...
What a lovely pen pal you have made.
Then we will go in a beautiful afterglow as I hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Guys, she's an African scammer. She wasn't working in Queen Elizabeth's castle. What's with the accent?
She's so eloquent.
She is.
It's this beautiful wartime correspondence.
Yeah, wartime correspondence. I trust your sperm will splash against my ovaries, sort of like the water splashing on Plymouth Rock as the pilgrims made their trip to the New World.
Holy shit!
Wow. Now I will recite one of my favorite classics, The Daffodils of August.
And then to quote you, it rolled up like a party horn. I go, Michelle, with a bunch of E's. And then she goes, uncle-in-law. Uncle-in-law.
Wait. What?
Uncle-in-law.
Uncle-in-law.
Kids, I'm reading what's here. What do you want me to tell you?
But she literally said in climax, she goes to uncle-in-law?
Not only did she say uncle-in-law, she put uncle-in-law.
What? What the fuck? I mean,
yelling, oh, daddy, you don't have to be removed one. I mean, you know. Maybe she, hey, somebody, maybe somebody tucked her in as a kid. And she,
oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is where she goes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Uncle-in-law. Oh.
A little bit of a drinking problem between jobs.
Oh, God.
A little bored.
I got to say, when you write uncle-in-law, I think this person could be into it. I think this is a game, because, you know, that's not just, you know, rote nonsense.
Yeah, you know what, uncle-in-law, I mean, it's like, fuck me, chief. Come on there, guys. Fuck me there.
No, that's very specific.
No, it's very specific. It's not generic stuff. It's like...
Yeah, but when you're yelling, an uncle, it brings up a memory that he was probably there, but up to no good.
I mean, it does sound like that. It sounds pretty Uncle Ernie, if you ask me.
You know, probably between jobs, down in his luck, just happened to fall off the wagon for about 10 minutes. You know?
Oh my God! Just got a whole scenario.
Yeah, and I feel like you're justifying Uncle Incest. I feel like that's what you just.
I'm just painting the picture.
A little too well. A little too well.
A fucking creepy one, but nonetheless, the angel is out.
Holy shit.
I hope you're using a VPN, Joe. I really do after that comment.
Oh, God.
She goes, uncle-in-law, uncle-in-love, fuck me hard, baby, have you come?
And I'm being called a creep. All right.
I know, and
you're wondering how I painted a fucking scenario off that paragraph? Really, do you?
No.
Now
I listened to The Who, too.
That was fucking paint by numbers, okay?
Now I say, and I quote, yes, niece-in-law, fucking you so good.
Yeah, there you go. little over. Sounds like something you'd say at Madame Chang's House of Pleasure, but nonetheless, that's how it
God.
She goes, baby, take a selfie. Let me see you. I go, come, baby. She goes, don't tell me that. I've just cleaned up everything. No, I just want to see, please. I'm coming, baby. She goes, I have come, Davin. I go, me too, Michelle. Say my name. She goes, baby, snap yourself and send it to me. Let me see. So do you think, she goes, continue, baby, please don't be shy. Hello, baby. Are you there? I guess he's gone. Do you think she's genuinely interested, or do you think that this would be something for...
Because number one, you said, fuck me, baby. She said, I already came. I don't want to clean up, which means she's kind of quick with the splooge mop. So I don't know how in love with you she is.
She got the paper towels out pretty quick.
It's funny you say that. So I got to send her something, right? I got to send her something. I mean, we just had all this. I gotta be a team player to keep this ruse going, right?
Right.
Now, I've already sent a dick pic many months ago that was not mine. So you can't send the same dick pic, but you can send a different dick pic because an observant eye might notice. Not that they're that observant, but you know, you never know.
Send a different color one.
Yeah, that's what, you know, when you, I was thinking about. So what I do is I send her a crumpled up paper towel, a picture of that.
Very symbolic.
I thought that was the move. I go most is inside. I don't know what that means, but you get the, I guess, cause it's crumpled up, but you get the point. LOL. She goes, baby, I can't see anything. Snap your dick. Let me see. I go, I'm soft now. Not a chance. LOL. You going to send me a picture of your wet pussy?
Cause I sent a crumpled piece of paper, which on my end was some fucking potato chips I had. I didn't want to make a mess on the couch.
All right, I don't want to know what you're doing to that wise owl.
You call it Tom, I call it Doritos.
Apparently, Joe likes salt and vinegar potato chips. That's all I'm getting from this.
This is very good.
That's kind of smart. Salt and vinegar are awesome.
So after I say, are you going to send me a picture of your wet pussy? She goes, so honey, when are you going to email Rodriguez again?
You bitch!
That was a foot race. Absolutely.
Right?
Yep-er.
She's ruining such a nice fake moment.
Yeah!
I go, I will give him until...
An afterglow. Usually I need a dishwasher. We need a new car. Did you pay the mortgage? I need another $10 a week. Yeah, so, that's usually the time for that shit. When you're docile. Yeah. At least for me.
When you're docile.
I go, I will give him until the beginning of next week to respond. If he does not, I will try one more time. She goes, baby, have you forgot that it is not allowed to do that here because of security reasons? I go, oh, come on, honey. No one will know. She goes, baby, have you forgot that we are not allowed to use cell phone here because of security reasons? I managed to come back to you with military device. I go, okay, but I've never sent a picture like that before. See, I do love you and trust you. I guess the paper towel. She goes, baby, I do love and trust you more than you do to me. You can't say that after the picture I just sent you. I've never done that before. She goes, baby, I know. I go, okay, so then you know I love you. You know, nothing says I love you like Bounty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I must trust you. I sent you a picture of paper products.
Yes. And this is during COVID, so you know it was not easy to get them.
That's true. That was very valuable.
I wasted a paper towel on this ruse.
You could have sent a picture of, like, I don't know, like sanitizing wipes or something. Now that shows you care.
Yes. I go, okay, so then you know I love you. Please remember that the next time you are mad at me before you say such mean things, okay? She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, meaning I love you so much. I do things for you, and with you I've never done with anyone else. She goes, thanks, my love. I really appreciate it. I go, I love you, baby. She goes, loves you more than you do. I go, okay, but made you come more, so I have that going for me. And then I gave her a bunch of laughing emojis. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, I gave you two orgasms. You gave me one, so at least I did that more than you. She goes, okay. I go, I think we should do this more often. What do you think? She goes, when? I go, every day. Like a
god. What do you mean, when?
Schedule, when Wolf Blitzer's on.
That's what it takes for me, baby.
Your sweet words and Wolf's beard. Mm-mm-mm. She laughs. She goes, why every day? I go, because we like it. She goes, okay, baby, I want to beg you for something. I go, okay, you want to do it more? She goes, I said I want to beg you for something, and you're asking me another question.
Here it comes.
There again. It goes. Oh.
Not that it just did, but.
Here it comes again.
She goes, I thought we were still talking about cyber sex. She goes, no, because I'm feeling sleeping. I go, I did not mean tonight, hon. She goes, I want to beg you for something. I go, don't beg. She goes, why? Because a woman like you need not beg. She goes, please, can you email Rodriguez now? I go, honey, right now I'm angry with him, but I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him the weekend. She goes, okay, today is what? I go, I don't understand the question. Are you gone? And we will leave it there.
Wow. You know,
whatever just went through all of that to ask you to speak to Rodriguez and got nothing.
No, she got something, Joe. She got two orgasms.
Yeah, she's going, damn him!
Well, I mean, if fake Davin was ever going to be malleable and be easily manipulated, that would be the time, right?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. But he's not having it.
He just did.
I mean, he just had it, but he's not having it.
So, I mean, but I mean, that July 2nd was a full day.
That was, I mean, because there had been moments when we got the cranky Michelle that, I mean, it was like a couple phrases and then skipping whole days. And then all of a sudden you got this long escapade together from cranky to like cybering. And then the ask again, of course, but it's like, wow, she spent a lot of time with you. Like, a lot of effort went into this. I predict that the big push is going to be the next day or so. It's going to be unrelenting.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. You think there was a motive besides love behind this?
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate. So, but you don't think this was a woman? You think this was a guy?
Yeah.
I don't know right now.
I don't know. That uncle-in-law, man, that uncle-in-law thing, that's a game changer for me because I've never heard that before.
That's fucked up. But he read, you know, I mean, it was read off like a court bailiff. So.
That's the way I'm reading it, Joe. I mean, it's just because the way I'm reading it. I mean, if you want, we could bring actors in. I mean, we could do a table read if that will improve your enjoyment.
Okay. You know how table reads work with us. Just skip that.
Well, the difference is that we'll actually do it if I say we're going to do it.
There's in the movie When Harry Met Sally. There's one point where two of the characters are talking about women they've been with, and he said that this one woman, he got her to a place where she meowed. The other guy goes, you made a woman meow? And this is when you made a woman say uncle-in-law?
Yeah, I think that's a game changer, man. That is a weird thing.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
I think he said he wanted to say, oh, daddy, and forgot what family member he
was. No, Joe. I mean, there was hyphens. I mean, they spell basic words wrong. Grammar's not their strength. There was hyphens in there.
Oh, give it to me, third cousin twice removed. Yeah, like that.
So it's nice, so always nice when Joe has that reference after he sees his family.
Give it to me.
So what do you think, Pip? Man or woman?
Oh, gosh. Man. You know, it... I don't know, because... I don't know, because it just seemed like... That could have been a woman. I mean, sometimes it just seems like the stuff that they're saying is so... kind of harsh. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a guy's version of... what women want, but I could have been a woman. But what scared the hell out of me was the uncle-in-law. That I'm gonna have nightmares. That's, and thanks, Joe, for the scenarios. That's gonna be hard to sleep to.
I think this person was into it. I'm sorry, you don't just come out with. They're not me coming out with nonsense out of nowhere just to write for the show.
You know what? Meanwhile, in Pango, they're probably sitting around the hut going, "I think he was into it."
Yeah. Oh, I think you had him going.
You see that paper towel?
Yeah. I think the whole cyber cafe was egging him on.
That was a lengthy engagement. We haven't had one that long.
Oh, that's hysterical. Tell him this now. Tell him this. Say uncle. Uncle. Make him say uncle.
Say uncle in law.
And then stupid types of uncle. Yeah. No, you asshole. Not like that.
Oh, should I say uncle-in-law? That makes it less weird?
Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the States, man, that was fucked up.
Of all the things that just went on, uncle-in-law is what's completely flummoxed us.
Yeah, right.
I gotta tell you, I've never heard that before. It means something. I don't know what it means. It means something.
That reminds me of a gig I was doing years ago, and I had I forgot her name, but she was a Democratic operative. We were talking policy the whole trip down to Pennsylvania, the whole trip back. Then we talked music, and I go, "Don't you think Morrissey looks like an asshole with makeup now that he's older?" And I fucked her up. I go, "We discussed policy for 3 hours. That got you."
That's
all right.
That's funny.
So are these kids going to make it a while longer, or are we headed for the rocks?
We got more in the tank.
Yeah, I still think that there's more to be done here.
All right. Well, that was eventful.
That was hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I'm sure I'll get a talking to after the show, like it's real.
No. And really, it's equally possible that's a dude. Whoever it is on the clock.
Everybody's on the clock.
Yeah, oh, yeah, in one way or another.
Yes. I say clock. There was an L in there. All right.
Oh, yes.
We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program, which you've been taking in. Thank you, Sensei Russ.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Joe, what do you got? Portobello.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory for years to come. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by my pal, Davin of Davin's Den, of Sight Splitting Productions. Davin, what do you got coming up, pal?
I should have known that question was going to be asked. October Friday, October 7th, Portobello. Eddie Brill is your headliner.
Folks, that's going to be an incredible show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakville, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve, especially now, where every dollar of disposable income needs to go to something great, and you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello. Check them on out.
Side-spinning production, man. We got a lot of shows coming up. A lot of the restaurants are coming back online. A lot of great comedy shows in your area. Go to davincomedy.com or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be performing this week?
I don't have any gigs this week, but I do want to give a big shout-out to Chris Baldassano. He handles all the computer stuff for Anthony and everybody at the compound. You realize the computer didn't cut out tonight. Chris went in there and he figured out what was going wrong, and he solved the problem. So far, so good. Chris, thank you so much, buddy. Muy apreciado.
Yeah, tell him to come over here. We'll try to work on Zoom. We'll we can get rid of the echo.
Oh, yeah, we could do it remotely. He's been doing everything remotely.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I mean, you ask him if he knows Zoom. We'd have to be when Pip is here so we could do it, because that's when the echo is. But, yeah, ask him if that's something he could do. I would do it remotely. All right, very good. Very good. Yeah, thank you guys for hanging out, listening, watching, however you were doing. Hope the video quality was okay tonight. We certainly appreciate your participation and your wet emojis. And Bonnie, weird way to consume the show for the first time, walking in on this. But, hey, that's on you. We started 6:30. You come here on time? A little bit more context. Anyway. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We'll try this again next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. All right, guys. Good show.
Yeah, it was.
Have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.